Good to see you guys. Most of you haven't been around me enough to notice this, but if you've been around me very long, you'll notice that when I greet somebody or when we leave, I'll use a phrase that you may have heard me say, which is stay in the battle. Sometimes I'll visit with somebody for a few minutes, we'll be talking, and then we'll get ready to go, and he'll say, see you later, and I'll say, stay in the battle. And sometimes people will ask me, how are you doing? And I'll say, well, I'm just staying in the battle. Now, why do you think I'm saying that? What does that remind you of? What do you think that's all about? Well, the Bible teaches that the Christian life is a battle. There's war going on. You realize that? Yeah, throughout this life, it's a battle. There's warfare. Spiritual warfare, we call it. Do you know who our enemies are? The Bible lists three of them. Do you know who I'm talking about? What I'm talking about? Can you think of any enemies that the Christians might have?
Yourself?
Is that what you said? Yeah. Yeah, the Bible calls it our flesh. You know, there's a part of us that's very weak and tends to be tempted easily, maybe by laziness or selfishness or anger or whatever, fill in the blank. But that flesh is something we have to fight against. That's warfare. Yeah, that's part of it. Can you think of another of the two others? I bet you can. Who's our enemy?
Satan.
Yeah. Big Satan. Yeah, God uses Satan. Did you realize that? God uses Satan. Did you know? Of course you know. God is God. Could God just pinch Satan's head off right now and do away with him forever? Could he? I think he could, don't you? I mean, he's God. He can do whatever he wants to. But God's very economy-minded. He uses Satan. Satan rebelled against God, and God uses Satan to test us, to give us something to resist, to overcome, because he's getting us ready for eternity. That's part of our preparation for eternity. So Satan is after you. And the Bible teaches that he's got a bunch of demons, and they're after you. Now, there's good news. God says, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. But we got to realize he is an enemy, okay? There's one more. Do you know what the last one is? You mentioned the flesh. You mentioned the devil. Yeah, everybody else. Sort of. The Bible refers to it as the world. And it's not necessarily people, although people can be instruments in Satan's hands, of course. But there's a system out there. There are temptations out there. Every time you flip on your TV, you're probably going to experience a little testing from the world, you know? Or maybe pick up your cell phone. You may experience some of that. So those three things together are fighting against us all the time. Now, there's a temptation for all of us to be kind of soft. We don't really like to fight too much. We don't like to resist much. It's easier just to kind of float. And if the world, the flesh, and the devil can get you to just float, Satan's got you where he wants you. God wants you to be an overcomer, which means resistance, which means you recognize, I've got some enemies here, and I need to fight. You remember earlier in the year, I talked some about discipline, the importance of discipline. This is part of it again. It's interesting how God requires us to do these things. He requires us to pray, right? I'm sure most of you pray. Yeah, I hope you pray a lot. Everything you pray for, could God do what you're asking him to do without you praying? Well, of course he could. He's God. Does he need you to pray before he can act? Not really. God's God. He can do whatever he wants. But listen, he's chosen to require us to pray, to cooperate with him, to get his work done here. You say, how does that work? I'm not sure I understand how it works, but it's what he's chosen to do. And I get to cooperate with God when I pray. So I want to pray according to his will. And I want to intercede for other people, and I get to do that. And that's part of my preparation for eternity. How about sharing your faith? We sometimes call it witnessing or evangelism. Could God, if he wants somebody into his kingdom, could he get their attention and just draw them into his kingdom on his own without us? Of course he could. He's God. He can do that. But he chooses to use us. He lets us share with other people the truth that he gives us in his word. Truth about him, truth about the Bible, truth about Jesus. And we need to learn how to do that. You know, that takes a little discipline too, doesn't it? It's not easy. There's a resistance to that. And we have to kind of work at it. We have to discipline ourselves. That's all part of it. But God said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. And God said, The weapons of your warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So he's given us weapons, and he's given us power, but he requires us to use them. And that means discipline. And all through life, all the time, you're having to deal with this stuff. The world, the flesh, and the devil are working on you almost constantly. There are times when you know you need to open your book and get ready for a test tomorrow, and you know you need to do that because that's the assignment God's given you to do the best you can with your schoolwork. But man, that TV program just looks so appealing, or that cell phone just looks so much fun, or that video game, whatever it is, there's that pull. Maybe your flesh pulling you a little bit. Maybe the world calling you a little bit. Maybe the devil whispering a little bit. But you've got to deal with that. It's a constant battle. It's a constant battle. One of the things God's given us in his word is Ephesians chapter 6, where he teaches us quite a bit about spiritual warfare. And God willing, over the next few Thursdays, I'm going to talk about that just a little bit, but I want to introduce it right here. He starts by saying, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. You can't be strong by floating. Got to use some discipline. Memorize some Bible verses. Get in the battle. You got to stay in the battle. Be strong in the Lord, not in yourself. You can't be strong in yourself. You're weak. I'm weak. We're all weak. But in the Lord, we can be strong. I've got a Facebook page now that I'm calling Growing Strong in Christ. Vicki and I, my wife and I, are doing little conversations, little 10-minute conversations. We've done four of them at this point. They're aimed at our grandkids. But I'd love for you to check in on it because it's trying to help you learn how to be strong in the Lord. That's a command. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, not your might, His might. And then he tells us why. He said, I want you to be strong so that you can stand against the wiles. I think the King James says, another word is schemes of the devil. He said, you've got an enemy, the devil, and he's got schemes. He's got plans. You know, the devil doesn't come up to you with a pitchfork and a red suit and horns and say, I'm about to tempt you to sin. No, he doesn't do that. He's crafty. He's subtle. He's clever. He has schemes, God says. And God says, I want you to stand against those things. So you need to recognize him, and you need to know what the armor is. You need to know how to use it. And then he goes on and says, for our enemy is not flesh and blood. He said, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. What's that mean? What do you think he means by flesh and blood? People. People are not the enemy. You say, well, people give me a rough time. Yeah, I know. But they're not the enemy. That's the enemy working through them. Sometimes the enemy works through other people, and he gets at you with other people. But just remember, they're not the enemy. We need to feel sorry for them. Do what we can to help them. But realize the real enemy is the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world in terms of the system that tempts us. Yeah. Wrestle not against flesh and blood. And then he lists some things that sound a little strange to our ears. Principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. What do you think he's talking about? What are those things? What do we call them? Demons. Yeah, demons. Satan's got demons. And God says, that's who you're wrestling against. Now, I know we live at a time when a lot of people in the world say, Satan, demons, give me a break, man. That's myth. That's make-believe. If Satan can convince you that he's a myth, he's gone a long way towards whipping you. He's not a myth, guys. God says he's real. God says the demons are real. We need to be willing to fight against him. So he tells us how to do it. So he said, put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand in that evil day. And what we're going to be talking about the next few Thursdays is how to do that. Meanwhile, what I want you to do is get serious about this and say, pray to God, God, help me realize that I'm in a battle and help me stay in the battle. Listen, God wants you and I want you to look back someday on your life with the fewest regrets possible. And God wants you to have a lot of fun, his kind of fun. The world wants you to have fun. Satan wants you to have fun. Your flesh wants you to have fun. What's the difference in God's fun and that fun? God's fun has no regrets. When you have fun God's way, you look back and you say, oh, thank you, Lord, that was so cool. When you have fun the world's way, the flesh's way, the devil's way, all kinds of regrets. And you probably know people who've chosen that route, all kinds of regrets. I just want you to make choices. God wants you to make choices that you'll look back with the fewest regrets possible. And part of that means being disciplined, staying in the battle. staying in the battle. How long? Until he says it's over. When's he going to say it over? When you breathe your last breath. It'll be over. But meanwhile, stay in the battle, okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for these precious, precious students and these teachers. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us in your word that you've put us here on this earth and left us here to fight against our flesh, to fight against the world, to fight against the devil. Lord, help us to remember this, that people are not our enemy. People may be used by the enemy, but they're not our enemy. Help us to love people, but to fight like crazy against Satan and our flesh and this system that you call the world. Help us, Lord, to remember that you've given us power over all the power of the enemy. Help us to remember that you've given us weapons that are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds, that you've given us spiritual armor that we can put in place. And I pray over the next few weeks we'll learn more about this, and that this will be a room full of people who've made up their minds, we are going to stay in the battle until you call us home. Get glory through us that way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.